It's always fun when we have barbershop style harmony with us. And, you know, we've been doing music associated with the Society for Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America for years. I went on vacation for 2 weeks just so I could rattle that off. It's nice to be back. I can remember my first Spebsqua album and seeing that. And, you know, it goes back a long way. And it's nice that we have practitioners here in the Pittsburgh area. I know you had a big event. I think was it last month or recently?
Last week?
Yeah, last week. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I was thinking it was we previewed it.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak with you a couple weeks back, and we talked
about it. That seems like a month ago. It was only a couple of weeks ago.
My friends here from the Steel City Harmonizers were part of the folks that were hosting this convention of barbershop harmony singers from all over the Johnny Appleseed District. We did that over at Peters Township High School. And that was last Friday. We had a quartet contest. And Saturday during the day, choruses like ours from all over Ohio, Western PA, all got together to sing. And we had some youth quartets and a high school chorus that got a standing ovation. It was
a great
time.
That's great. Well, the Steel City Harmonizers are here. They're up to 32 members, which is fantastic. And there are 9 of them here today, if I did my ciphering correctly. And we're just going to turn it over to you for your first song, and we'll get to know each other. You'll get to know more about what they do and how you might be able to participate as you listen to them.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way. Swear my feet stuck to the ground, and oh, I never did meet you before. I said, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary.
I knew Mary Lou. We'd never part, so hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodness, that's members of the Steel City Harmonizers, and we'll make sure we get a chance to meet all of you in a second or two. But I want to ask a question of Steve Hawkins first. I just did get back from vacation, and we stayed in a little cottage that had two other guests in it, two other parties, and one of them was a man from Canada, north of Toronto. And he had a jacket on, and he sings with the policeman's male chorus. And he was quick to point out that there are not many male choruses in Canada. And I was really surprised, because I was starting to tell him, I said, in fact, this weekend we have the Steel City Harmonizers coming on. You may want to tune in online at slbradio.org. And I was surprised that there weren't as many choruses in Canada. Now, he may not have been aware of activities that are happening barbershop style. And I guess I was just curious. I don't want to fact check him, so to speak, but is it really I would have assumed it was pervasive in other countries, particularly in North America, this style of singing. Or is it mostly confined to the U.S.?
Well, the barbershop harmony style evolved here in the United States, but the society, the Barbershop Harmony Society, is a worldwide organization, and there are fantastic choruses and quartets that are international. There's a great quartet called the Musical Island Boys, which are from
New Zealand.
And they travel to the international conventions every year. And you mentioned Toronto. The Toronto Northern Lights Chorus is a fantastic singing, wonderfully entertaining show chorus. And if you ever get a chance to see them, they are the current international champions. Right. They did so well in Toronto in 2013, where Toronto hosted, it was the host city for the International Barbershop Society convention, and they were just flooring everybody with their energetic performance.
So he may just have been in, and I don't know the style that his particular group was singing. I don't think it was barbershop. So, and he was in a rural area. He told me about an hour north of Toronto. So he may just have been thinking of another style of music. But hopefully Ed's listening this morning and hearing you guys. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a little Irving Berlin love song. It's a song that he, as the story goes, wrote for his sweetheart. And he actually gave her the song. So anytime that the song gets performed, any royalties that come from the song actually still go to her and not to Irving Berlin.
How nice. I can't wait to hear what the song is.
We were inspired, actually, by the number of love letters that are outside the studio here. So we figured we should do a little appropriate love song for you.
What a nice song, and I never knew that about him providing that song for somebody. That's the first I've heard of that, and I know Irving Berlin's music pretty well. I wanted to be sure we get to meet everybody, so what I did, because it will be easier for you to pass this wireless mic around, why don't we start with four of you, and then we'll hear another song, and then meet the other four. And if you could let us know your name, where you're from. We'll skip the grade and age, which we would do. But if there's anybody you want to say hello to or anything, go right ahead. Hello, sir.
Yeah, my name is Brian Wasser. I'm from Highland Park. And I guess I want to say hi to all our barbershop fans out there.
Great. How long have you been singing with the group?
With this group since the summer of 06, about 7.5, 8 years now.
And prior to that, other groups too?
Back in college, I performed with Penn State Glee Club, and I've also done some karaoke and other singing in church.
And, if you want to, and this is strictly up to you, if you want to reveal what your profession is, it might interest listeners, I think, to just know that there's people from all walks of life, but that's up to you. Do you have a trade or skill?
No, I'm an accounting clerk, one of the big commercial real estate firms.
Oh, excellent. Great. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He's also the treasurer of our chorus.
The treasurer of the chorus. Well, that's an important thing. Very important thing. They get paid mostly in tenors and fives.
Right, yeah. Tenors and fives. Yeah. Yeah, my name is Buzz Miller. I'm from Oakmont. I'm actually retired. I was an aerospace project engineer.
Ah.
I've been singing with the chorus here since 2008.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Buzz. Thanks. And then on Buzz's left, we have...
Thank you, Larry. I'm John Clunas. I live up in Wexford, Pennsylvania. I'm a charter member of this group, which has been around a number of years. And my membership card has a number 35 on it for this organization as a whole. So I've been doing this a long time.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Good to have you here.
By the way, 35 is not a player number. 35 is the number of years that he has been a member of the Singing Society.
Okay. I was going to say, who are the 34 before you? 35. 30, you must have started pretty young.
I was 17.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do the math. I mean, he's playing with a full deck.
Name's John Wright, and
hi, John.
I live in Hookstown, Pennsylvania, a good ways off.
Yeah, Beaver County.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a retired nuclear power worker.
Excellent. So you were at Westinghouse, I'm guessing?
No, the Shippingport Atomic Power Station.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. And we'll meet the other four of you maybe after the next song. And we're going to turn it back over here and find out what Steve has in store.
We're just going to take a little trip and sing something for you, a little Southern style. This is what you might call country and Western music.
A perfect song 4 days after April 15th, deep in the heart of Taxes. There we go. Oh. I knew the accountant of the group would know that song. That was the Steel City Harmonizers, and I think it's appropriate to mention part of the group because you've got 32, and I'll bet you typically get all 32 performing, or is that a tough thing to make happen? That's a lot of stars to come into alignment.
We had 32 of our singers on the stage at competition. Which actually is an increase in the past 12 months from 24. So we've actually had some really surprising, wonderful growth. We have a VP of music and performance who organizes guest nights and things. His name's Joe Novelli, and he does a fantastic job with just telling people about who we are and what we do. And we have grown wonderfully in the past 12 months.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure you would welcome additional members, right?
Yeah, we just need to know your shirt size so that we can we can get you into one of these teal bad boys here.
How can people reach you if they would like to get involved?
The easiest way is to go to our chorus's website. It is PittsburghBarbershop.com.
That's easy. Yeah, PittsburghBarbershop.com.
And that will actually bring you to our Meetup site. Meetup's a great a social networking service, and people who want to do cool things in the Pittsburgh area can go to Meetup, and chances are there's a group that's for you. So if you like this style of music, you know, meet up with us on a Monday night. We would love to have you.
You know, I've never asked this question, I think, and I don't think I've ever asked it of you or at all, is the etymology or the roots of the term barbershop, and is it true that quartets would actually gather around the red and white poles and sing in days of old?
The legend goes something like this. In the late 1800s, when the men of the town would line up every morning to get a shave from the local barber, they'd pass the time somehow, and someone would start singing a popular melody of the day, and that was great. Not everybody had the range to sing that melody, so some people would harmonize way down low and join on bass notes. Some people would harmonize way up high. And that's the tenor section of our group. And then barbershop is known for being a four-part harmony. So every barbershop has those guys, and you know exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. They could not carry a tune if you gave them a bucket with which to carry said tune in. These people were said to be barren of tone. And that evolved into the part that I get to sing, known as baritone. But every once in a while, the notes that came out of these folks that were barren of tone actually sounded pretty cool in the context of everything. And we do have a way to demonstrate how the parts fit together, if you'd like us to go into that. A song written about 1906 vintage, if I remember correctly, is an Irish standard, if you will, in that it only has the word Irish in it. I don't think they actually sing it necessarily in Ireland. But our lead singers take the melody, and it goes a little something like this.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can with my wild Irish rose.
And that sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But when you start adding some of these harmony parts to it, like the basses, it actually really fills out the sound quite nicely.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest.
And that's how that fundamental, that strength from the low men's voice really gives barbershop some depth. You add some of the fun tenor harmony to that sound, and you get three parts, which go like this.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
And lastly, sadly, you have those Baron of Tone singers who get their own very strange part.
What does that sound like by itself?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
Are you singing the same song that we are?
That was beautiful.
That, what key was it, that in?
It brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
But, perhaps we should hide it amongst the rest of us.
In the context of the Barbershop song, it gives it that fourth part, which gives Barbershop its character.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, my rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. My rose. The bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Steel City Harmonizers, beautiful. The Saturday Light Brigade, this is all live. We have some Cub Scouts from Avalon and Bellevue out there who we're going to try to talk to a little later this hour. If you have any comments or questions, by the way, you can text them to us at 412-200-5975, and we'll ask the guys on your behalf. Let's meet the rest of the group. We left off with you. Hi.
Hi, my name is Rich Stevens. I'm singing bass in the chorus. I've been doing this for 15 years. I started at age 33. I had never sung anywhere before except in the shower and hidden in the congregation at church, and discovered that this is great. I love this.
That's amazing. You see, now this is inspirational to people who have never sung with any groups, right?
Barbershop is written for an average voice. You don't have to be this virtuoso, incredible singer. You can just be an average guy, and the parts are written for you. If you can't sing along with the radio, it's because you're trying to go along with professionals.
Yeah.
Those people have been doing this for a lot longer than your average Joe, who is just trying to make a nice sound.
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, you've got those four different buckets or ranges, and every person's voice is probably going to fall into one of those, maybe sometimes in the two, but at least in the one, right?
Yes. And I've often talked to people who try to encourage them to come, and they say, oh, I can't sing. Well, first off, when I was in first grade, I was asked not to sing. It was that bad. I have gotten a bit better. And
this was during a moment of silence or something. I can't imagine you. I mean, that's
during the national anthem. I mean, it was big. But the people who tell me, oh, I can't sing, I say, well, you're not really qualified to judge that you're not listening to what we're hearing when you sing. And the other thing about it is you don't go out and get a hole in one in golf the first time you try. You have to practice and work at it a little bit.
Well, and singing is, you know, of the people. And I think especially in this day and age, we sometimes forget that because of between the very talented people who we are bombarded with and auto-tune and a lot of other things, we forget that work songs and church songs and barbershop songs and all sorts of music has always been, you know, written for plain folks to sing and enjoy.
And people sing because it's fun.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, if I may ask?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Ah, excellent. Well, now we meet the man in the group whose son is also in the group, but his son isn't here today.
Yeah, he couldn't make it today. So I would say hi to Danny, even though he's not, I mean, especially since he's not here. He's the one that actually recruited me. I'm a relatively new I'm a newcomer.
I
to
forgot
this.
If I knew that, I forgot it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Danny recruited you.
Yes, yes. He's 18 years old. He was 14 when he recruited me, and he went to hear an international because his cousin sings, and he went to hear just as a family event the international convention, which was in Philadelphia that year, and he came back and was so excited. He tugged me on the shirt sleeve and said, "Dad, we have to do this. We have to do this. I never sang before." For anybody.
That's great.
And I've been doing bass ever since, and it's been really a lot of fun. So he's about to go off to college now, and he's going to be doing a lot of singing. He's going into an acting and theater program.
Terrific. Yeah. Where's he going?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't decided yet.
Oh, yeah.
He has some choices. So it's a little bit of a, it's been a great experience for him auditioning at all these places, and he's gotten into 8 colleges so far.
Wow.
So he's... has to make a decision pretty soon. Yeah, he's done. He did very well. Who knew, you know? But anyway, so we're very, very proud of him, and he can't make it today. He's unfortunately in a show, and he's rehearsing for it right now.
Well, so. What show is it?
It's a show. He's in an acting program called Act One, and it's that Elvis one. What's the name of that? All Shook Up. That's right. And he's playing Elvis in it, so it's going to be a really, really good... Good show.
Well,
he's
fantastic.
Yeah, he's playing the skinny Elvis.
Yeah, he's
the
doing the skinny Elvis, the old time Elvis.
Younger Elvis.
Danny Crackhart.
Danny
Crackhart.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot to say, my name is David Crackhart.
Oh, yes. Thank you,
and
David.
He's got the same last name as I do. It's more than a coincidence. Mm-hmm. And he's, as I say, he's the one that got me into doing this. And so I've been doing bass ever since. It's been a whole ton of fun.
That's great. Are you still working?
Yeah. Am I still working? Do I look that old?
No, no. No, you don't. You don't look that old. What I meant was, are you still operable? You know, is everything still functioning? Okay. Kind of like you ask, is a clock still working?
Yes, yes, yes. We're not going to get into that, but absolutely no. Right. Yes, I'm fully, yes. And we will, yes.
Okay.
And I work as, I'm a professor at Carnegie Mellon.
Ah, now I remember that. I should remember that. Well, shoot, not that I think you look like you should be retired, but you could be a professor at Carnegie Mellon until you're like 90.
yes, that's true.
I don't think you're that age, though. It's what do you teach?
I teach leadership, power, and influence in organizations. So I teach in the business school and the public policy school.
Oh, that's great. And Tepper.
Tepper and Hines.
And Hines. Great. Yeah. Were you there when it was SUPA?
Yes, I was. I was hired into SUPA. I've been there for 20 years.
Okay. There are people that remember SUPA, including me.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's meet the two other gentlemen, and then we've got a few more songs. Hi.
Yes. Hi. My name is Ford Fuller. I'm just a tenor. I don't think there's any such thing as just a tenor, but I consider myself just a tenor. I've been doing barbershop for about 6 years. Just recently joined the Steel City Harmonizers. I also sing with the North Hills Harmony Line Chorus up in Ross Township. And I'm a sort of retired marketing communications consultant that has branched into helping people write their life stories as a personal historian, which is a very nice way to continue writing without having all the pressures of marketing decision-making and so forth. So
that's a great thing to do. And we do some of that work with oral history here.
Yes, correct.
And it's really fulfilling to be able to do
really
that.
Is.
And then we have a gentleman here who I know has been here before. Your name, sir?
Roger McQuaid.
And you're also a tenor?
I am a tenor, yes.
And
I've been doing this for a short period of time. I think it's 40 years now.
Wow. It's a long time.
Were you 10 when you started?
I was 3.
And are you still fully functional?
Well, I'm probably the oldest person here, but functional is a good question. Actually, you'll notice on John's shirt, it says that it's the Pittsburgh International Convention of the Barbershoppers, and it's going to happen next summer. We will be here, in fact, on July 4th, 2015.
Wow.
We do expect to be singing with 4,000 or 5,000 people, hopefully on the Robert Clemente Bridge. We want to take it over for our hour.
I think you can do, that's been done a couple times now, and it's been terrific. That'd make a great bridge party to have everybody there.
It will do everything that we want it to do, and that's to get as many people from Pittsburgh to see us and perhaps even be singing with us, because there's no reason why they can't come to the bridge and sing with us. Our slogan is Harmony, Bridge to Harmony.
Terrific. Sounds great. Thank you very much. The Steel City Harmonizers, and we have time. I don't know how many you've got left. I think are two more we've got from them. And it's been a pleasure. I'm going to check to make sure we haven't gotten any texts at 412-200-5975 for you guys. And I wonder what they're going to do next. I bet we recognize it.
Worry got you down, down, down. Do your troubles abound? Then listen to the road the guy said simplify. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big sweet home.
The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Yes, you. Diamonds, rubies,
they're
just a bunch of rocks.
Yeah!
Money,
ha!
Power,
they
keep you in a box.
Yuck!
Nature and sunshine out there to keep you health. Friendship and freedom, yes, they're our greatest wealth. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam,
I couldn't be fonder
of my big home. Don't spend your time just looking round for things you want that can't be found.
When you find out you can live without it,
just go along not thinking about it. That's the end of care and strife. Just find the bare necessities of life.
Ah, you listen to how full that sound is. And there's 9 guys here. And this is a compliment. You sound like a chorus twice your size. When all of that mixes up together, it just sounds so powerful. Now, if you go to pittsburghbarbershop.com, you can find out information. Maybe you have a reception where you'd like to have a barbershop quartet or chorus show up and do some things for you. Or perhaps you would like to become a member or make somebody else aware of the opportunity. Go to pittsburghbarbershop.com.
Yeah, we have teal colored shirts for you. If you'd like to come sing with us. If you're looking for a group for a function of some kind, birthday parties are pretty popular, anniversaries. You can find us there and get in touch with us, and we'd love to hear from you.
whether you want to just hear us or if you want to sing with us.
Yeah, we really thank you very much for coming here. Did anybody else want to say anything? I want to be sure we...
We never introduced
Harris. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hello.
Baritone.
Yes.
Yes, the baritone du jour, also the arm waver for today. My name actually is Harrison King.
Oh, I'm calling you Steve.
That's okay.
It's because Steve, I have a note here saying that Steve is here today.
Well,
Steve
was going to be here today, and he got called away on a sort of a
Harrison, I'm sorry.
That's no trouble at all. Steve sings baritone with me, and I'm sort of missing him. He is an architect by day, and he gets to sing this very strange barbershop harmony part by choice, as do I. I've been singing almost exclusively baritone for about 16 or 17 years in this barbershop harmony art form.
So you end up having those sort of oddball parts like mm-hmm. we were talking about before. And Harrison, what do you do for a living?
I do overnight technical support for a medical device company.
Ah.
So technically, this is my day job.
I was just... You beat me to it. I was going to say, Steve, since he isn't here, we can tease him. He's an architect.
Absolutely.
He's an architect by day, so we would never want to like commission him to do like a building we're going to occupy at night.
Right. That would be wise.
Yes. Well, Harrison, thank you for being here. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to do a little ballad for the end of things. Kind of goes along with the deep in the heart of Texas feeling, but a little less tongue in cheek, a little more sincere mm-hmm. about this beautiful place that everybody has that they like to call home.
Thanks to all of you for being here today.
Is the struggle and strife we find in this life really worthwhile after all? I've been wishing today I could just run away out where the west winds call.
Thank you, gentlemen. And
it's our pleasure.
Hope to see you again soon, all of you Steel City Harmonizers, members of the Steel City Harmonizers, PittsburghBarbershop.com.